in store for us today. I'm going to take 1 second. Just give me a sec. I've got to press record. Oh, so embarrassing. I'm back. Technical difficulties, but IRL. We have a guest in the studio with us today, Connor / Passion Mango. Very excited to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
I thought we could get started with some opening questions just to get us warmed up, you know?
Yeah.
The first question I had, obviously I had to go off of the name. Passion Mango, I thought of passion fruit and I thought of mangoes. If you could only eat one of those two for the rest of your life, which one are you choosing?
I think I'm choosing mangoes because I don't think I've had passion fruit. I've had passion fruit flavored things, but like mangoes, safe choice for me.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I'm a big passion fruit person.
Yeah. No, I guess I got to try it. I guess. Yeah.
I would really recommend. It's one of my favorite fruits.
Yeah.
You have a song called Steel Train.
Mm-hmm.
If you could take a train trip from one place to any other place in the world, where would you want to go?
The thing is I'm thinking about like existing train routes, and I know that there's one that's like you can go from like England to France or something. I'm pretty sure
in that tunnel.
That would be cool. I actually think I might, because we're kind of like planning a tour in Europe, so we're thinking about going there. And I don't think we would take that train because I'm pretty sure it's like really expensive, but that's the idea. It's like we want to hit those places. It's not like we haven't fully booked it yet, but that's like the plan for like upcoming this year kind
that's
of thing.
That's so exciting.
So that would be a cool train to take.
That would be a very cool train to take.
Yeah.
I will say though, I think a big confusion about that train is that, from what I understand, is that it's just like an enclosed dark tunnel.
Oh yeah, well that would make a lot of sense because
I wanted like an aquarium tunnel, you know?
Yeah, that would be a lot. That would be a lot cooler.
That'd be
if it
so
was, like,
cool.
Lit up and you can see fish and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be the coolest train. I don't know. I know there's a lot of trains in Japan that are like beautiful to ride.
Uh-huh.
So like that would be like really cool, like going across Japan and train or something like that.
That would be cool.
I think that would be cool, yeah.
I'll join you on that.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah.
And I have heard good things about their train system.
Right,
so.
That was like the first thing I heard was like the really cool train system there. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you have an album called Garden Party.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Vancouver. I'm thinking of parks in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
If you could host a big garden party in any park in Vancouver, where would you want to have it?
I feel like Queen Elizabeth would be good. Maybe the Rose Garden.
That would be nice.
Like at UBC. Those are like the two, like, gardens I know about. So, yeah.
Queen Elizabeth would be cool too, because halfway through you could take all your like friends and guests to that bird conservatory that they have.
Right. Yeah.
I've never been. I tried to go once and it was closed for renovations.
The bird conservatory. Oh, like the dome?
The dome.
Yeah. I went there. I took my partner like last year or something like that on a date. So that was, that was nice. It is really cool. It does feel like you're in a tropical area.
Oh,
like,
that's so cool.
Like, immediately. So it's like, it's really odd. But yeah, it's super cool.
Successful date.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
we live together. So, and have a cat. So
Oh my goodness. So, what's your cat's name?
Jesse.
Oh, cute. Yeah. I love cats. Big cat.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving a little bit further into the music and the music side of things. But right before we get into that, is there one of your songs that you would like to open up the show with?
Sure. I we could play something that's out. It's called Skateboard.
Yeah. Okay, I see it here. I have it in front of me and we are gonna play it.
Cool.
Thank you.
don't anymore.
That was Skateboard by Passion Mango, opening up the show with that one. Is that your favorite of your songs?
Yeah, probably. That's out. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, probably that's the one I like the most. That's out. Yeah.
It was good. I liked it. Thanks, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Passion Mango, where did the name come from?
Yeah, so I was I had a name before, Dollar Store Disco.
Okay.
And I liked that name, but I was trying to start a new project because I don't know, like, it wasn't building any traction. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what, like, my sound's kind of changed. Let me make a new name. And I was at, like, a gathering and just literally, like, asked somebody. I was like, what would be, like, a cool indie rock band name? And then they're like, well, what's, like, your favorite band right now? And at the time, it was Peach Pit.
Mm.
So they just said Passion Mango. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I just decided that.
Stuck with it.
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. I don't like to overthink those things, so I'm just like, all right, that's the one. That sounds cool enough. So, yeah.
It does sound cool. It sounds very, like, summery.
Yeah.
Very
it's
light.
It's funny because now I have the same manager as Peach Pit. So, like, yeah, I, like, told them that. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, the name was inspired by your other client, so, yeah. Yeah,
they like put you in the same category.
Yeah,
that like the fruit
pretty
musicians.
Much. If you go onto the thing, it's like, yeah, Peach Pit and Passion Mango. So it's
that's
like
so funny.
Yeah, exactly. But they came first, so you
there
know.
You go. That must feel like a really cool accomplishment, though.
Yeah. It is. It is really cool. I recently like met them, they're all super. Nice. I didn't meet Neil, but I met everybody else. Yeah. Like, really briefly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Peach Pit, I would say that they're quite a big name in, like, the Vancouver scene.
Totally.
And, I mean, you're here in Vancouver. You're part of the Vancouver music scene. How would you say it's helped or maybe not helped your music? Has it influenced you in any ways?
Like, being a part of the Vancouver scene?
Yeah.
Like, on a large scale, like, not really, like, TikTok and Instagram have really helped, and, like, my audiences seem to be in other areas. But live-wise, like, live show-wise, 100%, because, I mean, this is where I've been playing shows the longest, and like, you know, you also build up, like, a local scene with mm-hmm. that as well, like, if you, like, open for bands or whatnot, So, yeah, it's been really helpful there. And also, like, there's really cool artists in the city as well that, like, you can collaborate with and stuff like that. So, yeah, 100% Vancouver's been a huge part.
Speaking of collaborations, if you could collaborate with any musician, who would you pick?
Well, I am collaborating with one that, like, if you asked me, like, 2 years ago or like, a year ago, I would have not believed you, but
that's so
like,
cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, known stuff, is like, I'm doing a tour with Ecstasy, and I really like was a huge fan of Ecstasy for like a long time. So that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we became like good friends like, earlier on, last year. And then he asked me to be on his tour, which is really cool. And then another one that would be really cool would be, like, Current Joys would be a really cool, like, dream type of feature to do, yeah.
You heard it. Current Joys, reach out.
Yeah, exactly.
Congrats, though, on the on the tour and the friendship. That's always, like, a dream, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, like, you know, just instantly clicked his buddies, so, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to ask, you were talking a little bit about performing in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
A question I love to hear from especially local musicians is, what's your favorite venue to attend a show or to play a show at in Vancouver?
Attend a show? I gotta say, probably like Malcolm Bowl,
okay,
because it's outside and like The crowd's usually pretty good. I mean, like, I've been I went to King Cruel in the Rain there, and that's that cool. was like a really cool experience. Uh-huh. Really good show. Cried a lot. Favorite venue to play as of right now is the Biltmore, because I just love it's, you know, compact, and it's really easy to get people going. And it's like it's not as much pressure to like sell out that venue. Like, it's, you know, it's not as difficult as something like a Rickshaw, because like you can have like 300 people in the Biltmore and it's really packed, but if you have that in the Rickshaw, it seems more spread out. So it's like, for me, I had my favorite shows at the Biltmore for sure. Yeah,
love that. I do like the Biltmore.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of those. Like, I'm a big fan of going to a concert and feeling that kind of like proximity and like intimacy with the musician. Mm-hmm. And I find that Vancouver has such a good scene for venues that don't feel cramped, but are like more of that like closeness.
I mean, the stage is like the height of this table.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and it's,
you're right there.
Yeah, you're right there. So it's fun because it's so easy to interact with the crowd doing that. The last show I did there, I did the Worm on stage. Yeah.
I was not excited.
The crowd started chanting it because I was like, you know, I don't know. I was like just bantering and I was like tuning my guitar and I'm like, doesn't that, like, I was really just yapping at this point. And I'm like, doesn't that last song make you kind of want to do the Worm? I haven't done the Worm since I was 7. And then like literally right after that, the crowd just endlessly chanted Do the Worm. So I was like, okay, I'm doing the Worm. So
I'm kind of tempted to start chanting it right now.
Yeah. I'm not good at doing the Worm, but I did my best. Okay. I have a video of it.
I'm going to have to see the video. Okay. Yeah. Let's play another song. Do you have a song you want to play, one of yours, or maybe a song that's inspired you?
Sure. I'll play a new one off of the newest project. It's coming out. This song is one of the singles from the project, and it's the second single. It's coming out in like 5 weeks or something like that. Yeah. It's called Tell Me What to Do.
Okay.
I really like this song.
Okay, let me pull it up. So this is an unreleased song.
Yes, yes.
Like an exclusive. Oh my goodness, we're so lucky. That's so exciting. Okay, here it is. Tell Me What to Do. It's not out yet, but it will be soon, by Passion Mango.
Me to tell him what to do.
that was a very, very fun exclusive. That was Tell Me What to Do. When can people expect that?
Like five weeks.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I have to look at the exact date, but five-ish weeks, yeah.
Is it part of an existing or an upcoming project?
Yeah, it's part of an upcoming project that's coming out beginning of this summer, yeah.
Okay.
So there's two singles coming out. That's one of them. That's the second single. The first single is coming out in like 9 days.
Okay.
And then I have a project, and then we got a lot of other projects planned afterwards. Like, they're like ready because I had a lot of time to do this one, so yeah, the next one after this is like I'm already working on it, and it's yeah.
That's cool. That must be nice though to not have the stress of
exactly,
like deadlines, you know?
No, for sure. I usually like to keep one project ahead so that when I'm like making music, I don't feel the pressure of, oh, I have a quota to meet.
Mm.
Because, a lot of these things in the music industry is you have a certain amount of songs in a deal or whatever that you need to do. And when I have that on my mind, it's hard to make music. So mm-hmm. I just thought, okay, I should have at least an album just in here that, like, I could put out tomorrow type thing. And it helps with creating, I think.
What is your creative process like when you sit down and you're like, "Okay, I'm gonna write a song." What comes first?
Oh, well, it's funny. Like sometimes, like I'm not even kidding, I'll have a dream and I will dream a song that does not exist in the dream, and I'm like, and it's usually like my favorite song because I'm like, it's like a dream. It's like whatever you want to hear, mm-hmm. like you're hearing. So I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, I got to write that. So that happens sometimes. And then sometimes it's just you go in and you play around with the guitar. And I usually just start recording right away because I go directly into – I use Logic and I just start recording immediately.
That's so lucky. I feel like a big problem is people wake up and they forget their dreams. That's so nice that you're able to like keep that
feeling. It's first
thing.
I did it like 2 nights ago. I woke up at 2 a.m. and my partner is like, what's going on? I'm like, I just dreamt a song. I got to go make it. So I like started the idea and then I was like, okay, I can go back to bed. Yeah.
That's nice. That's good. It's like a little.
It sounded like My Bloody Valentine in my dream mixed with like, I don't even know. But it was a cool song. So I'm trying to make it.
Excited.
Yeah.
When it comes out, let me know.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any songs that are out that were made from dreams?
I wouldn't say directly made from dreams. This has been like a more recent thing, actually.
Cool.
So I don't know. I like maybe.
Okay.
But I can't say directly from dreams. Like that's just been a more recent thing, yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if it's maybe the more you're working on your music, the more it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or if it's
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
That's cool.
But I remember like in my dream, I was trying to Shazam it. I was like, what is this song?
That's funny. And I love Shazam.
Yeah. And I like woke up and I'm like, is that a song? Like, no, it can't be a song. So
it is now.
Yeah, it is now. Exactly.
Okay. Very exciting. So this upcoming project, we heard obviously Tell Me What to Do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, can we kind of assume that that's the vibe for the project or does it switch up?
It switches up. Like, okay. Yeah, like that's like probably, that's like one of the softer songs.
Okay.
That one's like impacting. That one's like akin to my music that does really well, like my songs Boy and Foil.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the other ones are more of like my kind of surfer rock vibe, and then I have like one that's like garage surf rock, like heavy and really fun to play live. Like it usually gets the crowd like moshing pretty quickly.
Okay.
So yeah.
What is your favorite song to play live?
That one.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, it's just it's fun. I do a Wall of Kindness to it instead of a Wall of Death. You know, I tell people to be kind, split the pit, they come back in, and they meet with kindness.
I love that.
Because we can't be throwing bows.
Be punching.
Yeah, we can't be punching in the pit, no.
One of my most like vivid memories was back in 2019. One of my very close friends and I went to the Brockhampton show at the P&E.
Yeah.
And we were with a group, but they all kind of stayed towards the back. But I was a big Brockhampton fan. And I was like, I have to get to the front. Like, this is my mission in life, is to get to the front of this show.
Yeah.
And so we're like trying to make our way through the crowds. And suddenly from stage, we hear, open it up, open it up.
Oh, no.
And we're like standing there and everyone around us is like walking away.
Yeah.
And we're like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? And then it like takes us like a couple seconds to click. And we look at each other in absolute terror.
Yeah.
Because the whole room, obviously, there were, like, people our age, but it was also, like, tons of, like, 14, 16-year-old, like, hype beast boys,
you know?
And we were like, we're going to die.
So
we started running for our lives to, like, get out of this.
Yeah, run away from those 14-year-old hype
beasts.
Like, that is, especially, you know, they're wearing Supreme.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I had a similar experience at the exact, is that the indoor one?
Yeah.
That was my first, like, concert that I chose to go to. It was Ray Shrimmered, and Lil Yachty was opening for Ray Shrimmered, which was, like, wild. And I remember, like, trying to get, like, closer. And I didn't realize it because I had never been to concerts.
Yeah.
But at some point, you start
moving
like, and you're like, I'm not making these movements.
No.
And the other people are. And, it's just, like, super compact. And I was like, okay, I'm hanging around the back because I was – yeah, I was much too young and afraid at that point.
It can be really scary if
you
don't
want
to be in
the,
like, moshing area.
Yeah. I thought I was going to die.
I'm glad you made it.
You as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Barely. Next song. What are you feeling?
Okay. Well, I'll play one of Ecstasy's I Walk This Earth. It's just a great song. It's how I discovered him. I think it's how most people discovered him. I have a lot of other favorites that aren't probably radio appropriate, so I'll play this one
because
I know it is. But
I Walk This Earth All By Myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Does have the explicit E on it, so if there are any children listening, you guys know the deal. Just cover their ears for a little bit. Okay, here it is by Ecstasy. I Walk This Earth All By Myself.
Thank you.
So that was I Walk This Earth All By Myself by Ecstasy. You mentioned touring with him. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys going? When are you going?
We're going like across. I'm going with him on all the Canadian dates.
Cool.
Yeah, we were going to do some American dates, but I haven't gotten my visa yet. Mm-hmm. So planning on getting that soon so I can go.
Fingers crossed.
To around the States. Yeah, it's just like it takes a while. So when they asked, we just didn't have enough time to get it accepted. But yeah, we're planning on doing a tour as well in the States within this year. So
cool.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be exciting for sure.
When are the Canadian dates?
I think it starts in July, like early July.
Oh, nice summer tour.
But yeah, I mean, in the meantime, I have some like warm up shows in Vancouver.
Okay.
I got one at the Pearl on the 18th. With another band.
Of April?
Of April, yeah.
Okay.
So soon, with two other bands, Cherry Pick and Tiger Lily.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. My friend, literally yesterday, she was like, are you free Friday night? Like, I'm going to this show.
Gotta go.
Yeah,
well, Tiger Lily, they just got off their American tour. I saw them in L.A. I was in L.A. at the same time, and I'm like, okay, I have to go. I got to go see Tiger Lily in
support
L.A.
Support local, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Support local, not locally. And it was cool. It was emotional for me because I was, like, so proud.
Aww.
To see my friends, like, touring. And I was like, okay. I told my manager, I'm like, I gotta get my visa now, and he's like, all right, let's get it done,
because
it's so much fun. I've done a tiny bit of touring, and it's a lot of fun. Just getting to play shows every mm-hmm. night and mm-hmm. Meeting the people who enjoy your music is really cool. Yeah.
Where would you want to go? Do you have a venue in the U.S. or maybe like an area where you'd want to tour most?
Yeah, I mean, I go to L.A. a lot, so I mean that would be really fun because I have a lot of friends in L.A. now. Mm. So that would just be cool because they get to see me live and like other bands that I like in L.A. I just stayed with one the last time I was there. They're called Wilt.
Okay.
And it would just be cool to have them come to a concert and stuff like that.
Wilt sounds really familiar.
Yeah. They're pretty big. They had their come up same as me, like TikTok and Instagram mm-hmm, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like around the exact same time, and I think we're like pretty much the same size artists. So but yeah, they're super nice people, like just let me stay at their place and
that's nice.
Then I'm like, oh, I know where you shoot all these TikToks now. So, yeah.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
true. It's like I always laugh when people in like long distance relationships, they're always like, you know, oh my goodness, this is where you like FaceTime me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like seeing the real life.
Yeah, it's funny because one of their guys is like, he's like a social media whiz and like he like helps other people go viral. So there's like, he'll shoot at his house, so it'd be like a video with like 15 million views, like just in his room, and I'm like, oh well, and that's like the same room as from these other like three artists that are like just filming in his room pretending it's their own bedroom. I'm like, that's so funny.
You like recognize it, you're like, I know where
yeah
you are.
Exactly. I was like, this is from other viral videos. That's so weird. And he's
you
like,
need
yeah,
to, you
I
need
like
to shoot that.
I like help with, yeah, I know exactly. Literally, like, we were gonna go shoot a bunch of TikToks, but time ran out because they like had something the next day that they didn't know. And then I had to leave, but I'm going back in like a month. I'm doing a song with an artist called 60 Juno, which I have on the thing. He's a really cool artist, and we've been working on something. So that'll be like a cool song to do. I've always really liked 60 Juno as well.
Okay.
So that's a fun feature to do.
Look at you! You're like getting all the names, all the people you like.
That's yeah, so good. I mean like either it's like I reach out or like they happen to reach out. Like in Ecstasy's case, it was he reached out to me. In 60 Juno, I was just like, I got to reach out to him, and he knows Ecstasy too. Like, they're also friends, and they did a tour together. So I was like, I like mentioned, like, because when I was first getting to know Stacy, I was like, who, like I was like, I really like 60 Juno. He's like, no way, I toured with that guy. And I'm like, okay, I gotta
link us up.
I gotta link up with him. So yeah, we did. And then yeah, we're making a song. So
oh my goodness, congrats.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
making
your own little music community.
Yeah, yeah, a bit. I mean, like, I've also have done that with local artists. Like, I have a song that's gonna come out after this project with a local artist called Luke Beachbound. I think he's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And with Tiger Lily, we haven't decided like how we're putting that out yet, but we made a song together.
Okay.
Me and Leon, so that was fun. And me and Ecstasy have something brewing as well. So.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of local.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a huge fan of, like, I always call it the spider web.
Yeah.
Is when someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love that because I found you through Luke Beachbound.
Oh, right. Yeah,
he
yeah.
He played one of your songs when he was on the show and he was like, you should reach out to him. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Sounds good. You know,
yeah,
I love that. I love that.
I like love his music. Like, my favorite song of his is Lullaby. Like, I think his music's so cool, super unique, not something you hear in Vancouver at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally exactly my type of genre. I think that's why me and Luke, like, first got along so much, because we were like, oh my God, like, our music taste is the same. And then we just messed around and made a song that's, like, honestly, like, I really, really like it. So I've teased it on my Instagram before, and people want it. They've been asking for it for a long time.
Aww.
So I'm like, after this project, I promise I will put it out.
It's coming. It's
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you've been in Vancouver, obviously, for a long time to see the Vancouver music scene grow and, like, change. What significant differences would you say there are, maybe in the sound or in the people or even just in the atmosphere, from now since you were younger?
Well, my perspective of it is a bit different because I came from, like, making different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like EDM, and I was, like, producing, like, rap beats in high school and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So, like, I was more along that side of things. And then when I started making indie rock, it still was, like, for me, a very, like, isolated scene.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anybody
mm-hmm.
until, yeah, maybe, like, 2.5 years ago when I heard there's this band, Exit Strategy, and I was, like, just heard about them. And I didn't know that there was, like, bands, like, because I went to UBC, like, in UBC, around UBC, like, playing, like, house parties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's really cool. Like, I should, like, get people to play with me because, like, I want to play live. So, like, yeah, like, as of the, like, knowing people in the scene, like, it's been a pretty recent thing for me, like, only, like, 2.5 years. So, for me, the scene before was mostly just isolated, and I'd mm-hmm. see things from a distance. And it was just usually, like, bigger artists, like, I mean, BB No Money, Peach Pit, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Like, I just knew of people
mm-hmm.
At that time. So, yeah. It's kind of changed a lot. And I love the Vancouver scene, like
mm-hmm.
Being around all the local bands and stuff like that. And Exit Strategy, actually, funnily enough, they got me my first gig. And then one of the guys in the band now plays for me. So,
aww,
yeah, yeah.
That's sweet. That's
Josh Gogan.
That's another lovely little.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Like he, the guy who got me my first gig. And it was at Luke Beachbound's house.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Full circle.
Didn't know those guys before, but now they're, like, some of my closest friends.
Aww,
so, yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, next song. What are we thinking?
Yeah, this next one's from 60 Juno. It's called Gentle Reset. And it's, like, very close along the vibes of what you'll be hearing with our song together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gentle Reset by 60 Juno. That was Gentle Reset by 60 Juno. I want to go back to the Worm. Not the Worm specifically, yeah. But Worm show. So if people come to a Passion Mango show, other than the Worm, what can they expect in terms of like vibe, music that you play? I don't know, fun little dances.
Yeah, in terms of music, they can expect Passion Mango.
Okay.
I'll play like one cover during a song. And right now what we've been playing is like Backwards Charm by Tidal Fight.
Okay.
Tidal Fight's just like a band that like pretty much like is partially responsible for me blowing up on TikTok.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Like it was one day I was like, I need like a new strategy with my TikToks because they were getting like maybe like 50 views. Mm. And then I was like, okay, let me look at what other artists are doing. And I kind of was like, okay, it's quick. And how can I fit this into my style? And what I did notice is like people would hashtag bands that are like close to what it sounds like. So I would just say in my description, and I just said inspired by Tidal Fight, hashtag Tidal Fight. And that like just blew my video up, I think, because it was like, yeah, if people like Tidal Fight, then maybe they'll like this song. But at to expect at the show, honestly, expect the unexpected. I have a lot of fun. I can attribute my live show a lot to Spank Williams. He's like a local artist, and I wouldn't say it's exactly the same, but I realized when I was not doing shows at the time and I was just going to shows and studying them and stuff like that is that you, as the performer, want to act like an idiot of some sorts to allow the audience to also act like that way. Not an idiot as in like, oh, I'm like aggressive or whatever. Yeah. Like an idiot as in like you can make fun of yourself. Mm-hmm. You can dance around. You can go in the crowd. Like usually to get people into it, I'll just get the front row and I'll just start high-fiving people during like guitar solos and stuff like that. And then I'll like go into the crowd, maybe start moshing. So it's like I try to get people's energy really high. Even sometimes when my songs are super sad or whatever, low energy. Yeah.
I like that. I definitely agree. I think that having a musician on stage kind of, you know, goofing around definitely does make you feel a lot more at ease as an audience member.
Totally. It's like, it's because instead of like, if you're the only one dancing, then you feel out of place. But if everybody's dancing, then you're going crazy and you're having the best time. And that's, I think at least what I try to bring out of people during shows, because usually like the first song people are swaying and it's like a code you crack when you first start getting people to like mosh pit. You're like, oh, that's how you do it. That's like probably a more recent thing, but it was just through like going to shows and seeing the best and like the things not to do, which is like for me is I used to have a guitar on stage and play it all the time for all my songs. And I decided I was like, I'm not going to do that anymore because I used it as like a shield.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's true.
Back here, you know, worried about like so worried about what if the song goes wrong. And I've stopped worrying about that and just being like, I trust in my musicians behind me and I can just kind of let loose more.
And honestly, like, you see those compilations online of, like, oh, like, Selena Gomez forgot her lyric. And it's always the crowd is like, ha, 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 and, like, start singing. And
it
like,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I think especially starting out, musicians put a lot of, like, fear into their performances.
Totally. Yeah.
And I think that it's so great getting to, like, push through that and realize what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, it's a different type of performance. I mean, I used to be, like, a theater kid. I was actually in the theater program at UBC for my first year.
Were you?
Yeah. And then I ended up transferring to forestry. But I've never had fear on stage doing theater because that's where I was comfortable. I'd done it for years. But when I got first did my first show, I was like, I'm not going to sing my lyrics. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. We literally just played instrumental, and I was so nervous. And then I slowly got into it. And then after a while, I just like – it's helped me in like day-to-day life too, mm-hmm. just being more sociable and stuff like that, because I'm like, you know, why not? Like, what is there to fear?
That's true.
Yeah.
What is there to fear? Yeah. It's true. And like, worst thing happens is someone's like, oh, that wasn't the best show I've ever been
yeah.
to. Like, womp womp, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you've got 100 other people in the room who it
totally.
Was one of the best shows
yeah.
they've been to, you know?
Yeah, which is like, yeah, that's like one of the most gratifying things was I have played a lot of shows with mm-hmm. Tiger Lily. Like over the years, and it was like recently, like we did a show in Victoria, and like their lead guy Leon came up to me and he's like, yo, you've like upped your game a lot.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah. He's like, what happened? Like, he's like, it's like you've changed completely on stage. And I was like, Spank Williams. Like, I literally attribute it to that guy, because yeah, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be you know, I would be way more shy on mm-hmm. stage still. Yeah.
I love that though. I love seeing people like grow into their skin, especially as performers. I think
yeah.
that's such a cool thing to witness.
Totally different aspect, yeah.
Do you have a favorite show memory?
Yes. This was in Toronto. It's called The Baby G, and it was like the first sold out show we had done, and it was it was the first time that like I had sang my song and the entire crowd was just singing it like loud.
Aww.
And like I didn't even have to sing it. So that was my 100% my favorite memory. Like I was almost like I was like tearing up, so, like couldn't, like it was all here. Yeah, like that was just such a great moment. And we messed up so bad during that show, or my guitarist did. And he was, like, really sad after it, but it doesn't matter. Like, just think about, like, that. Like, that's so cool.
That is really cool.
And, like,
really
we cool. just went to – this was, like, the first show I had played out of Vancouver. I'm like, we sold it out. Like, that's, like, you know, that's crazy. Like, this is, like, a really, you know, cool thing that we did. Like, as much as, like, yeah, okay, we made mistakes. Like, of course. Like, that just happens. Nobody remembers those, though.
Nobody remembers those. I literally, as you were saying that, I was trying to think back on a show where I remember there being a mistake, and I don't think I can think of anything.
Yeah. I do now, because I, like, I play live, so, mm-hmm. like, I know.
You notice it more.
You can see it. Like, you mm-hmm. can see when a band messes up. Some people wear it, and some people don't wear it at all. But some people, like, the mistake can be so bad where the drums are out of sync with the guitar. And then when that happens, you see one thing happen. If you ever see an entire band look at a drummer or face a drummer, it's not like look at the drummer like, what the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
It's slowly turn. This is a pro thing to do. It's slowly turn. And it's like telepathy happens, and then you're like, okay, we're back locked in.
Oh, cool.
And
I'll look out for that.
Yeah, it's a pro move. I've seen it. Yeah. I saw it recently. I saw Slightest Clue, and I knew the song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's a mistake. But I saw all them like slowly turn back and get right back into it, and it was just, yeah, it was such a pro move. Okay. Like, they're incredible.
They
live.
Are incredible.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen them live a couple times. So good.
Cool
so
shout
good.
Out. And this is cool. The bassist from Slightest Clue,
Hannah.
It's not me, but I did like help her get a job with Ecstasy. She's
okay.
playing bass on his tour, and that is now his bassist, because
no way
he needed a new bass player, and he's like, "Do you have anybody?" Like, he's like, "Do you know anybody?"
Yeah.
And I suggested Hannah, and then we went out for coffee all together, and yeah, he hired her. So. Yeah.
Good for you. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Congrats,
no,
Hannah.
I'm super excited. And
yeah.
now we get to do some touring together as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
I just thought, yeah, she's so deserving of it. Like, local legend, truly. Like, really, really contributes to this scene and is such a good player. So,
completely
super deserving
agree.
Of it. Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Next song.
Oh, yeah. This next one, okay, I guess I'll play the one that we play live, That's a cover. It's called backward. It's Charm spelled backwards.
Okay.
So M R A H C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, by and that's by fight. Title Fight. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, here it is. Here is.
Well, yeah, backwards charm works too.
Backwards charm.
Yeah, yeah.
By Title Fight. I like mrk.
Yeah, yeah.
Backwards Charm, or Mrach, as I like to call it, by Title Fight. You had something to say. 4 days ago was International Rat Day.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually didn't know. I thought that I thought that you were just making that up. But yeah, I do have something fun to say. Rats are actually friends. Like if you really think about it, rats do so much. Rats can drive cars. Look it up. It's not an exaggeration. They can kind of, they drive straight and then they hit a wall, but it's like, you know, they can do it. They do it and they get their cheese after. That's nice. Anyways, rats are like, you might think the plague, you know,
boo
to the plague. But rats have also been there for us in many ways. Like, you know, and we use rats, like, you know, test on rats and stuff, mm-hmm. and then that ends up helping humans. So mm-hmm. it's like rats are friends.
I completely agree. You know? I love rats. Yeah. I think they're one of the cutest animals.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so they do a lot for humanity. Because somebody was saying the other day, they're like, well, like, what purpose do rats and spiders serve? And I'm like, every species serve some type of a purpose. Look at me using my degree.
proud of you. Yeah. Pull through.
Yeah, some biodiversity. Trees are good. Yeah.
Trees are good.
They are, yeah. I mean, they help
me
breathe.
I'm glad you brought that up. I think they got very bad press.
Yeah, super bad rep.
I think it's really sad.
Like, yeah, especially, couldn't have had good press during the plague, though. Like, no way.
But that wasn't their fault.
It was not the rats' faults directly. No, it was, it was the fault of many others. Mice, maybe?
Domino effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, mice.
Yeah. It could have been mice.
Think about that.
The mice could have been conspiring against the rats to be like, nah, it was them.
Maybe they were like dressed up as rats. They were like.
Exactly. Have you ever seen a mouse in a tuxedo?
Exactly.
Suspicious.
What does that say about society?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad we agree.
Yeah.
I'm glad we agree.
Totally.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you kind of mentioned what's up next for you. You've got a few songs. You've got a few shows. You got tour. Any closing statements about Passion Mango?
Yeah, I love the, I don't know. I really love doing this. So yeah, please continue to listen. I appreciate, I mean, I don't ever say this, but like I do, I don't have the time to respond to all the messages, but I do see them. And when I have time, I'll go through and read them. So when I do get those, just know I see it. And I really, like, truly appreciate those messages that I get. Yeah, it just it helps me. It inspires me. And yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you want to say goodbye in your radio voice?
Yeah, goodbye, everybody from CITR. Thank you so much for tuning in to Passion Mango. Aren't they great? Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was really good. Can I hire you? Can you do the outros of all my shows?
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, last song. What are we closing up the show with?
Skipper by Alex G. Alex G is huge inspiration to me. So Skipper by Alex G. Love this song.
Skipper by Alex G. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And have a wonderful rest of your morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you're tuning in from. I'll see you guys soon. Here is Skipper by Alex G. And bye from me. Bye.
This is Alex Alhomtai from Dirty Beaches, aka Last Lizard, and you're listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To play with my patience, to try and possess me.